This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, December 3rd, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. The Congressional Budget Office can do a much better job projecting spending in the future when Congress does what it says it will do. But therein lies the rub. Dan Mitchell, senior fellow at the Cato Institute, believes Congress's gaming of the CBO process makes Obamacare a budget buster.
The assumptions made by the Congressional Budget Office and the Joint Committee on Taxation are rather flawed because they don't capture the way people respond to changed incentives. If the government starts offering a handout for something, obviously some people are going to change their behavior to take advantage of that handout. And likewise, some of the tax increases to finance government-run healthcare, well, the people who are hit by those tax increases will change their behavior as well. As a result, the government is going to wind up spending a lot more than they're projecting, and they're not going to collect nearly as much tax as they think they will. And as a result, this thing will be vastly more expensive, blow a hole in the budget, as people sometimes like to say, but it's just a giant step toward a welfare state.
The projections for the cost savings that Obamacare is supposed to create are based on hundreds of billions of dollars in cuts to Medicare.
If you look at the overall Obamacare proposal, there's more than $1 trillion of new spending, at least that's what they're claiming, and then there's more than $500 billion of higher taxes, but part of the new spending is financed by at least claimed reductions in the growth rate of Medicare spending. In the past, we have certainly seen that when politicians promise that they're going to lower the cost of Medicare, it usually doesn't happen. And the reason it doesn't happen is that politicians love buying votes from old people, and old people care a lot about Medicare. And so the notion that you're going to impose these very strict price controls that are going to lead to less care for senior citizens is something that politically is grossly unrealistic.
It's just in the nature of CBO estimates, though, that these types of things don't get included, right?
The Congressional Budget Office, I don't think they're biased per se. I don't think they're deliberately putting out bad numbers. But when you're dealing with something as hugely complex as healthcare, the simplest thing to do, especially when you're under tight time deadlines, is to say, okay, there are X number of people who fit into this category. If we do Y to government services, the budget numbers will be X times Y. Now, theoretically, CBO is supposed to be trying to calculate and factor in how people change their behavior, but that never happens, or it certainly doesn't happen adequately. We can simply look at what's happened historically. When Medicare was first created back in the mid-1960s, the long-run forecast said by 1990 the program would cost about $12 billion. Instead, it cost $110 billion. When Medicaid was first created, it was just supposed to be a tiny program. Now it's ballooned into a $280 billion entitlement. Another good example is just Medicaid's disproportionate share hospital program. It was created in 1987. It was supposed to cost $1 billion by 1992, just 5 years later. Instead, it cost $17 billion. The government does a terrible job estimating these things because they have their head in the sands about the notion that when you give away money, of course people are going to figure out ways to stick their snouts in the trough.
I mean, CBO does a 10-year time frame. Is that relevant here?
It's important to put this debate in the long-run context. The long-run context is we already have a huge welfare state in America that's going to lead to much, much bigger government 20, 30, 40 years down the road, an unaffordable commitment to have government provide things that should be left to the private sector. And rather than make the situation better by figuring out how to reduce government, Obama and the folks on Capitol Hill are saying, let's double down on the policy that's going to bankrupt America.
Dan Mitchell is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. You can read his recent tax and budget bulletin, Will Federal Health Legislation Cause the Deficit to Soar, at cato.org.